Gather round. My name is Uncle Ron. You've landed on my porch. Grab a chair, have a seat, get some coffee or some cold brew. Let's have a conversation about how you can grow your business using authentic, organic digital marketing methods. I am here to give you the tips, tricks, and cheat codes of how I run and grow my businesses every single day here in the middle of Fort Worth, Texas. This week, here on the porch, we are talking about the battle between artificial and authentic. As the AI tools proliferate, as more and more people leverage ChatGPT and Claude and Gemini and Notebook LM, all the ways that we can create content, we have to figure out how we stand out. More and more people are shoving more and more stuff onto the internet as they attempt to market their business. People with more money, more tools, more resources can build more bots that create more content than you can ever think about. The explainer videos, the explainer articles that many of us have relied upon for several years are becoming more difficult to stand out in that arena. You have to find an unsaturated market to be able to deliver those because it's easier than ever to put that kind of content out. But as I told you earlier this week, people still want to do business with folks that are local to them that they know, like, and trust. I'm not going to do business with someone that I can't figure out their integrity. I'm not going to do business with someone that I can't figure out what their overriding interest is in the transaction. I'm not going to do business with someone that has no alliance with what I feel is important in life. Life is too short to go that way. Am I going to occasionally buy something dumb on Amazon? Sure. But I would much rather go to the person down the street, even if it costs me a little extra cash. There are lots of people who still believe in that business model. What you're looking to do, instead of just producing volumes of artificial crap, is to put out authentic, real information. Today, we're going to talk about what is real, because one of the things that's out there now is, who can you trust? If you look at the way that headlines, subject lines, introductions to articles, introductions to videos, the hooks that bring people in, when you look at how easily it is manipulated by very clever people, you have to be able to discern, figure out what this is. Who to trust has become a problem for many people. There has been so much misinformation that has been spread through media channels, through podcasts, through YouTube videos, through websites. We don't always know who we can trust. Many people are oblivious to this and think they can trust everything. Do you believe everything you read on the internet? I hope not. Like, for real, people just assume if it's on the internet, it's true. One of the things that I see as a parent of a preteen girl is giving her the tools to learn discernment. When you think about news stories that are out there today, we have old legacy mainstream media. We have blogger sites that are doing all kinds of things. We have podcasters that put spin on things. All of them can take the same set of facts, and all of them are going to put a lens on that same set of facts that is going to resonate with their audience. You see it in the political realm, especially. A very simple thing like passing a bill, depending upon which set of eyes are looking at it, are going to see that very simple bill that's being passed as heinous, as glorious, and all points in between. Just because you read it on the internet or hear it on the internet does not mean it's true. When you take the concept of producing content for an audience and you use AI, which still has hallucinations, it will make stuff up even though it's not supposed to. How do you know what to trust? This is becoming a bigger and bigger problem as the avalanche of information continues to proliferate. AI is a tool. It's not good or bad, but it is a tool that many think is the solution to whatever the problem is. Given the fact that it can make things up, given the fact that it can be manipulated by people who are producing content, you have to be able to discern what is real. if you are working with people who are around you, who are regularly consuming content from you, they can begin to discern whether or not you are the best solution over time. You as a content creator have to understand the editing process of the output that comes from AI. You can't not read or listen to what is produced. It will sound weird. It will sound dumb. It will sound like word salad. In many instances, it will be flat wrong, especially if you are looking for an answer to a complex subject that doesn't have a ton of information that has been fed into the model to learn from. I see it all the time when I use AI to help me create the structure for the articles that I put on my insurance website. Some of the topics that we get into are very deep and complicated and nuanced. When we have the AI tools try to write about them, it's completely wrong. There's not a ton of content in some of the niches that we operate in. That allows us to come in and do all of the creative process and editing and put that great content out there so that we can be a discernible solution for people who are seeking those answers. It's why our lead conversion has skyrocketed even as traffic has pulled back on some of these things. People want to know that you're real. They want to know that you're authentic. They want to know that you are there to help take care of them. If you don't have the first clue how to do that, Sprocket Expert Optimizations can help you. Go to SprocketOps.com, hit the contact form, let Uncle Ron know how he can help you. Yeah, I'm speaking in the third person. Let's have a conversation about how I can help you grow your business by using authentic, ideal communication to put you and your brand in front of the right people so that you can grow your business. I'm Uncle Ron. We're going to wrap this up tomorrow with how you can make this truly authentic. I'll see you then on the porch.